Zidius Perek Aleph Mishnah Yud HaPeret Sela Shemaiser Sheni B'Yerushalayim. Somebody who brought a Sela, a large silver coin of Maiser Sheni to Yerushalayim, and now he wants to exchange the silver coin onto copper coin so he could buy food with it. Beishame Emrin B'chol HaSela Moz. Beishame says you could exchange the whole Sela onto Moz in one shot. U'Beithilo Emrin B'Shekel Ketzev U'Beshekel Moz. Beithilo says you can't exchange the whole Sela onto Moz in one shot. Instead, you should exchange half of the Sela onto Moz, and for the other half, you should take a shekel of ketzev, which is half a Sela. The reason being that if you exchange the whole Sela onto Moz, onto small copper coins, maybe you won't end up spending all the copper coins at this time, and then you'll have to leave the copper coins in Yerushalayim until you return. And in that time, maybe the copper coins will become rusty. And if you want to exchange the copper coins back into silver coins when you realize that you are not spending all the copper coins in this time, you'll have to pay another commission to the money exchanger, so therefore it's better to exchange only half of the Sela at one time. Hadonim lefnei chachamim omrim. The Talmidim that learned out dinim in front of the chachamim, they say, these Talmidim that we're referring to are Shimon ben Azai, ben Zoyma, ben Nanis, Hanan ha-Mitzri, and Hananya ben Chachinoy. And these chachamim say, b'shloisha dinrim kesev uvedinir mos. Their machmer even more than Beis Hillel. They say that you should only exchange one quarter of the Sela onto Moz, and you should get back three dinar worth of kesef, and for the fourth dinar, which is a quarter of a Sela, you would take Moz, small copper coins. Rabbi Akiva Aymer b'shlosha dinarim kesef u'b'revias kesef b'revias Moz. Rabbi Akiva is machmer even more than the Donim Lefnei Chachamim. He holds that you can only take 1/16 worth of Moz from this Sela, and you should get back three dinarim of kesef, and for the fourth dinar, you would take 3/4 kesef and 1/4 moz. So altogether, you would only exchange 1/16 worth of the Sela. For Rabbi Tarfon, Omer arba aspere kesef. Rabbi Tarfon is machmer even more than Rabbi Akiva. He says you can only exchange 1/20 of the Sela in one shot. So therefore, you should get back three dinarim of kesef, and for the fourth dinar, you should take 4 aspere kesef. An aspere is 1/5 of a dinar. And for that fourth dinar, you should take 4 aspere of kesef, of silver, and only 1 aspere worth of moz, of copper coins. So therefore, you're only exchanging 1/20 of the Sela onto copper coins, according to Rabbi Tarfon. Shammai Omer yanichena b'chanut v'yochal kenegdo. Shammai said you shouldn't exchange the silver coin onto copper coins at all, as Shammai is afraid that if you exchange the Sela of Maaser Sheni onto copper coins, you might forget that the copper coins are from Moz Maaser Sheni, and you might use it for purposes that are not allowed with Moz Maaser Sheni. So therefore, according to Shammai, you should just simply give the Sela to the storekeeper, and every time you take food from the store, he would subtract it from the Sela. A special chair that is used for a kala to sit on it. Shenitlu chipuyah. That the arms and the back of the chair was taken from it. Beis Shammai mitamin, u Beis Hillel mitarin. Beis Shammai says it's still makabel tumas medris, even though it's missing the arms and the back and can no longer be used by a kala, since it has a seat and you can still sit on it, it's makabel tumas medris. Tumas medris is that a zav or a zava that sits on or lies down on something which is used for sitting or lying down, and it is set aside dafka for the purpose of sitting down on it or lying down on it, when the Zav or Zava sits or lies down on it, it would become an Av HaTumah. And Beis Hillel argues with Beis Shammai. Beis Hillel says that the chair that is used for a kal that is missing, the arms and the back, is no longer Makabel Tumas Medris at all, as even though you can still sit on it, since it cannot be used for the purpose that it was made, which is for a kala, it has the same din as a chair that broke and is no longer Makabel Tumas. Shammai Omer Ach Malbein Shel Kiseh. Shammai says, even a chair, that all that is left of the chair is a frame, it doesn't even have a seat, it's still Makabel Tumas Medris, so certainly a Kiseh Shel Kala, which still has a seat, even though it's missing the arms and the back, would be Makabel Tumas. Kiseh Shel Kavo Ba'areva. A chair that was taken and put into a kli, which is used for kneading dough, and now the chair is no longer used for sitting, instead it is used to put the dough on it. Beis Shammai mitamin. Beis Shammai says that the chair is still makabel tumas medris, as since the chair could still be used to sit on it, even though it was put in the Areva, it's not bustle to the Areva, and it's still considered a kisei, and it's makabel tuma, u beitilo metarim. Beitilo said that the chair is no longer makabel tuma, as it becomes bustle to the Areva, and it doesn't have a din of a chair anymore, and therefore it's not makabel tumas medris. Shammai Omer, acha asui ba. Shammai says, even a chair that was originally made to be put in the Areva, even that chair is makabel tumas medris, and since you could sit on it, even though it was made to be put in the Areva, it's makabel tumas medris.